The word today is rejoice. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. With all the illness, suffering, and trouble in the world, it is puzzling to hear St. Paul call us to rejoice. But he knows that our real joy comes from God, not from this world. In spite of all the evil in the world, we can still rejoice because God loves us, knows how to bless us, and protects us. Here from our archives to help us learn more about rejoicing is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Rejoice.
While we are living here on earth, there are going to be many problems, many difficulties, many sorrows. Many bad things happen while we're living here on earth. Almost everybody has experienced some sort of an illness, probably by the time they're 20 or a little bit older. They've experienced some problems in their life, things that happen, not always by our own doing. Sometimes if we drive too fast, we get in a car accident, or if we're talking abusively, somebody will shut us up, or maybe even hit us, or something like that. There are always problems, sometimes even at work, even though you're away from home. There might be misunderstandings, there might be difficulties. Then you add perhaps some financial difficulties. Maybe you lose your job and so on. Now, the point I'm getting at is that this side of heaven, while we're here on earth, there are going to be troubles and there are going to be sorrows, there's going to be sicknesses, there's going to be difficulties. So it's not unusual to have depression, discouragement, sadness, and miserable days as we try to solve these problems. So when we come to the text in the fourth chapter of Philippians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 4, and Paul is saying, as he talks to the Philippian church, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The first impulse is to say, what in the world is he thinking about? Is he being real? Is he being honest? Does he know what life is all about? And the answer is, of course he does. Of course he does. It sounds like a contradiction. But you see, Paul is saying that our real joy does not come from the earth here. Maybe there are times when you're happy, like on your birthday and on your honeymoon and so on. Of course, there's happiness here on earth, too. We should not go around as sad sack, sourpuss Christians as though we have no joy. But the real joy does not come from earth here. The earth, we are told in the Holy Scriptures, is on its way to judgment. It's on its way to hell, so to speak, because of sin. That's why there's death. Because of sin, there's death. That's why plants die. That's why trees die. That's why we die, because of sin. If there were no sin and everything was perfect, it would be eternal. That's the way God created the Garden of Eden. But then the whole thing was screwed up when Satan, who was a rebellious leader in heaven, was kicked out. And he took with him probably about one-third of the angels. That would be millions of angels. We are not told, we don't know the exact number, because Scripture does not tell us. But he has a lot of people working in his behalf, a lot of Satan's angels. We call them the evil angels that are trying to promote sin here in the world. And so all of these troubles are going to be gone once we get to heaven. There will be no sin, and therefore, no death, no sorrow, no tears, no troubles, no problems. Just think of that. So the real joy comes from knowing God. And the true lasting joy is going to be eternal with God in heaven. So I want to make sure that nobody in the sound of my voice is saying, boy, this world is so great, and we don't care about the sin in this world. We're just going to be happy and keep going. No, that's not what the viewpoint of a Christian is. We know that there's going to be troubles and sorrows. Even our own bodies remind us of that as we get older and older, that there are going to be troubles and problems and eventually death. So the reality is we get our joy from knowing the Lord. Now, I want to give you three things to remember about where your true joy comes from. First of all, the child of God is a believer that Jesus Christ, the second person in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ, the whole message of his taking on a human nature to be God and man when he was born of the Virgin Mary so that he could die on the cross in our place. That's why he became man. He came here to pay our penalty for sin, which was death. And he was killed upon the cross. But he conquered even death, and he rose from the dead to be our risen Lord and Savior. So our joy comes from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our true, only one God. God gives us joy. First of all, the first reason is that he loves us. Oh, we should just focus the whole time of this program just on that one thing, that God loves us. That's why he sent us a Savior. That's why he sent us his Son to die in our place, so that we don't have to die eternally. We will die physically. Unless it happens to be the day that the Lord comes, then the dead will rise from the dead, and we who are living will be immediately transformed into our glorious bodies. But until that time, there is such a thing as death. But there will be the resurrection. Christ has overcome death. He rose from the dead, and he's going to raise us from the dead. Now, the joy is in knowing that he loves us. He has forgiven us. He died in our place. He is with us every day. He strengthens us. He encourages us. So first of all, the most important thing, God loved us. God gave us the plan of salvation, the way to heaven, and his love is overwhelming. We will live with him eternally. So first of all, God loves us. Secondly, God is all-knowing. God is a wise God. He knows our problems. He knows our difficulties. He knows our stresses. He knows our worries. You know, there's a beautiful verse. If anyone's in trouble today and having problems and wondering about the future, I'd like to give you a beautiful verse from the Holy Scriptures. It's from the Old Testament, Isaiah. Isaiah, the 41st chapter, verse 13. This is God speaking. He says, I, the Lord your God, who holds your right hand. In other words, he's with us. He is with us. And he says, I say to you, do not be afraid. I will help you. Isn't that beautiful? Just so simple, just so clear. Do not be afraid, I will help you. And that's the wisdom of Almighty God, knowing our difficulties, knowing our time for encouragement, knowing when we need help, and he will help us. That's so beautiful. So first of all, God loves us. And secondly, he knows our situation. He knows our difficulties. He knows our questions and our problems. He knows that we need his help, and he knows when. Now, the third point is so beautiful because God is all-powerful. He knows what we need, and he has the power to give it to us. God has almighty power. He can do anything he wants to do in our life. He can heal us. He can strengthen us. He can give us endurance. He can give us comfort. He can give us hope. This is our God. A God who loves us, a God who knows what we need and when we need it, and a God who has the power and is almighty and able to do anything at all that he chooses to do in our lives. This is why Paul can say, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. Now, he doesn't want us to get attached to this world. This world is on the way to destruction, on the way to hell. Sin has brought this about. He doesn't want us to say, oh, I'm so happy to be here on earth. I just Hope I never have to leave. This is so wonderful, wonderful. No, of course, that's nonsense. With all the problems, the difficulties, and death and suffering. No, no, our joy does not come from the earth. Our joy comes from God. First of all, because God loves us. That is so important. I hope you have that clear in your mind and in your heart, and that it permeates all of your thinking. God loves me. God is with me. God will never forsake me. God knows my difficulties. So secondly, not only does he love me, he is wise. He is all wise. He knows all things. He knows what I need when I need it. He knows when I'm in difficulty. He knows when I need help. And he offers it to me. He is a powerful God, all powerful. He is the creator of all things. First of all, just let that soak into your brain and into your heart. He is the creator of all things. Almighty God, the heavens and the earth, the oceans and all the land and everything that's on them. He is the creator of all things. This is the God who says he loves us and is with us. And this is the God who sent his son Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. That's his plan of salvation through his son Jesus Christ. And those who believe in him have eternal life. Their sins are forgiven. And they will see Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit before God's throne. One God, not three, one God. And we will live with him eternally. So that's why Paul is able to say, rejoice. And again, I say to you, rejoice. And he says, let everyone see the fact that you believe this and you know this, and that you and I are different because we are Christians. We don't even hate our enemies. We are even taught by Christ to love our enemies, those that disagree with us, those that are angry at us, even those that want to kill us. We are to love them and pray for them and ask God's blessing upon them. Maybe somehow they will convert and become believers, and God will count them among his children at some point after they have turned away from sin and turned to Christ. So it's a beautiful thing to say, have joy because you know the one true God who loves you, who knows how to help you, and who has the power to help you, and will never leave you or forsake you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web? At thewordtoday.org. There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.